Welcome to the Leadership Live Podcast, a conversational podcast with community members aiming to motivate, challenge, and inspire you to lead. Now, here are your hosts, Vanessa Bennett and Trey Darnell.
Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Leadership Live. I'm Trey Darnell here with co-host Vanessa Bennett. Vanessa, how are you on this Friday?
It's Friday, right?
It's exciting. Welcome to Leadership Live podcast, high voltage owner, Lindsay Lane. How are you, Lindsay?
Good. How are you guys?
That still sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to hear that now.
We will jump right into it. You're the newest owner of High Voltage. How's that going?
It's going well. About to finish up our third month as me being the owner, so I've learned a ton in just 3 months. Took over ownership as of January 1st of 2023. So it's been exciting. Planning a bunch of stuff for the year and trying to keep all my ducks in a row.
Well, she blew me away the other day. We had a meeting to plan something in April. It's actually, we do trivia nights there with Peak, and she flipped over her schedule for the whole year. And she goes, oh yeah, we've got this in September and we've got this in November. And I'm like, how do you already have that scheduled? So I know you've been busy doing that.
Very busy.
So is this the first time you've been a business owner? First time you've had anything like this?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I love seeing social media. And speaking of social media, you also do social media for another business that's very close to you. Can you share with us about that?
Yeah. So I guess you don't know this either. My manager, Ashley Vance, she started, she is my Lindsay, is what Ann Greenfield, the lady that I bought High Voltage from, was like, I had a Lindsay and you need a Lindsay. So smart. Ashley is now my Lindsay. I'm saying that in quotes. So my Lindsay is Ashley, and Ashley just took over High Voltage's Instagram, Facebook, and Kingsport Axe House. So I was doing both of those at the same time. I did the Axe House Instagram for probably a little over 2 years and did High Voltage's around 3 years too. So now she just took that over in February and she's killing it. She's doing a great job. So
well, you've trained her well because it's always fun to see.
Yeah, she does a great job.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I needed somebody to do that because social media is just a whole another realm of business ownership or, you know, even running a business. And it's, you know, free advertising. Why in the world would you not try to utilize that as much as you can, you know?
Absolutely.
And it's important, I think, to have a social media calendar to schedule those posts so you're not doing it at the last minute. You have experience with your Kingsport Chambers Leadership Kingsport program. What memories do you have of that program?
Oh, I was part of the best class ever. 2020.
Have we ever heard that?
I'll just go ahead and let you know. I was part of the best class ever, which was in 22. And we had trophies that said best class ever.
But you were in 22?
Yeah.
I thought I was in 22.
Vanessa, you're supposed to know whatever class everybody's in.
You were just this last year, right? You were 22. So you're 21.
Yeah.
I was 21.
I was like, wait a second.
Because I've been involved with it since. So they all run together.
Yeah. So I graduated like right after I had my daughter last year. So
21 was the best class ever.
But you didn't remember that. So 22 is the best class ever.
Oh, she got you.
Yeah.
Well, oh my gosh. Where do you start with that? We had so much fun. I met so many people, and I've made friends because of that. We got to do so many fun things. We got to eat a bunch of wonderful food. One of the things that stuck out the most for me was Diversity Day and getting to go to Girls Inc. and do our poster board and then going to the jail. That was interesting.
It's scary, isn't it?
It is. It's a super eye-opener. And some, I mean, some people got emotional going in there. It's just kind of like you have an idea, a perception about certain things, and then when you see it, it makes it even more real, I guess.
We're very appreciative of the Sullivan County Sheriff's Department for letting us come do that.
Because they did a wonderful job talking to us and stuff.
Exactly. It was wonderful. And it's something that we all need to be aware of. So life has took you in a little bit different direction, being a new small business owner.
Yes.
But you've also been very heavily involved with Peak, our young professionals group. Anything you want to share on that?
Anything that Peak does, be involved with it because it's so much fun. So there's so many people, there's no age restriction. Anybody can be involved. And I just think that one of the wonderful things that you all do is you just give other people opportunity to come to different businesses when you do your peek around town. Like she said, we have trivia at High Voltage, and there's different genres and different topics that we pick. And there's just a little bit for everybody. You can have volunteer opportunities. There's just all kinds of possibilities. You meet new people, make new friends.
Trivia is taken very seriously.
Oh, it's so serious.
It has been so fun. Trivia night is like, all right, guys, this is trivia night. We need to have all hands on deck. We're going to be busy. Yep. And I mean, and it's just went, how long have we been doing it? 2 years?
Yes. So we're getting ready to start our next series coming up in April. We typically have it towards the end of the month, but we're going to tag team with Lindsay on her grand opening on April 13th. Is that right?
Yep.
So we're going to do it that night. She's going to have a grand reopening and ribbon cutting. Her's the new business owner.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it that night, but we do that once a month, April through October. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. It's always fun. And you're right. It depends on what topic it is. You've got different people coming in, and I mean, they'll dress up, and how they know the things they know about some of these topics blow my mind.
It's impressive. It really is.
You can ask him what happened on episode 14 of season 3, and they're going to know what it is. So it's always impressive.
I would be excellent at Saved by the Bell.
We've not thought about that one. We'll have to write that one on our list.
Yeah.
So, Lindsay, we've talked about you being an LK alum, a Peak member, small business owner, whatever it may be. But I think one of your favorite titles is Rosie's mom.
Yes.
Share with us about Miss Rosie.
Oh, my gosh. How long do you have? She is 10 and a half months old now. And oh my goodness, she just changes every single day. It seems like she does something new. She started drinking through a straw and I cried. It's just like the little things. And I'm just like, you don't need me anymore. She held her bottle by herself last week. She says, Mama, Dada, hi. She started to say, Nina, that's my mom.
Did she melt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to call her on FaceTime. I was like, please say it. Please say it. And she said it once. So, and I tried to catch her on video saying it too, but she's just the most wonderful thing ever. She's like my little tiny best friend.
I have a daughter that's 9.
Oh.
And I say, days go by very slow, but years go by so fast.
Mm-hmm. She's almost 1. I'm planning her birthday party, and I went through her clothes the other day. I mean, I know moms and dads know this too. It's like every time you have to like put away certain items that just have like, you're like, oh, I just love them in this sleeper, or, you know, this little dress was so cute on her. These shoes were so cute, and now she can't wear them anymore.
Or I took a picture of her in this. And,
and now I can't put it back on her again. Yeah.
My daughter likes to tell me I'm from the late 1900s.
So old, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you probably know we ask every guest of the show, if they were to write an autobiography, what would the title be?
I say this all the time, that I thrive in chaos. So like thriving in chaos would be mine. I don't sit still well, and I definitely don't have time to sit still now, but I'm still going.
Our rapid 5 questions. What is your favorite food?
Ooh, cheeseburger.
Is James Corden funny?
Who's James Corden?
Really?
Yeah.
The Late Late Show. He does carpool karaoke.
No. Is he the one that sings the...
How about Jimmy Fallon? Is he funny?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
Probably like a 9. I have a sister. And she doesn't live around here.
Yeah.
So if I need to get something off my chest, I can
tell
her. That's
who you tell.
Yeah.
What do you think of when I say asparagus?
Can I say this?
Sure.
It makes your pee smell.
There you go.
It doesn't take long either.
No.
She's not wrong.
It's immediate.
Morning person or night person?
Night person.
Lindsay, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Vanessa, any final thoughts?
We look forward to seeing the many great things you're going to do with High Voltage. We're so excited.
Thank you so much, guys.
And we're so excited about April 13th.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ribbon cutting. We have trivia that starts at 6. We have a tap takeover that night. We've got baked and loaded food truck. We open at 5 o'clock. So
we're ready
to come out. Yeah.
Yeah. We hope you have a great crowd. We'll see everybody next Friday.
Thank you for listening to this week's Leadership Live podcast, a partnership between Kingsport Leadership Programs and your Kingsport Chamber and Honda Kingsport. Leadership Live is available wherever you get your podcasts.